Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. You guys can watch there. You're missing the Tobin and Leroy Show. Go back and listen to it with the Tobin and Leroy Show podcast. And, of course, streaming live free on the Odyssey app. That is where you guys can listen to us live, rewind, all that stuff for you. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Just had some news dropped down from the Florida Panthers as we have the official opening schedule, regular season schedule for your defending champion, Florida Panthers. It has been released, and the Panthers start with a 3-game homestand, Leroy.
Excellent.
So you get to see the Cats in action. We already know about that dumbass 5 o'clock start that they're doing to us.
Oh.
What?
Some of the things you choose to have beef with, too much.
It's not too much. It's not too much. It's not too much to ask for respect.
He's just asking for respect, Leroy, and I agree with him.
Yeah. What is this? We're just sitting here being like, you know, it's a good time to put on the champions? At the same time that, like, sitcoms are on at home. Reruns are on at home. Like, come on, dude. Panthers will open up the season on October 7th at 5 o'clock in Chicago. Then they will take on, 2 days later, the Philadelphia Flyers at home at 7 o'clock. And then we got the Battle of Tkachuks. The Ottawa Senators come to town Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Brady versus Matthew. Hold on to your seat, Grandma Tkachuk. Although I think she normally goes to the road games.
I miss her. Bring her back.
Do you think that she ever like pinches Brady's cheek? She's like, "Don't worry, you'll get it one day." She's like, "Thanks, Grandma." Exciting. Then the Panthers go out for a 4-game road trip. Philadelphia again, at Detroit, at the Devils, and then at Buffalo. Then they have 5-game road trip. Then they have 2 days off. And then you have, I'm going to love this, Brad Marchand's return to Boston, which will feel more like it's soaked in a little bit because now he's a champion. It's not like that quick turnaround, that weird game where he was there. But that gets going at 7:30, and the Panthers will be back for 3 more to close out the first month. Penguins, then the Knights on a Saturday night. A lot of Saturday night Cats at home. That's kind of cool. And then Radko Gudas. Oh, that'll be actually an interesting game. The end of the month, Leroy. Joel Quenneville returns as head coach of the Anaheim Ducks.
Awkward.
That's awkward.
Why? I don't know why Quenneville reminds me of the head coach from Major League.
Because of the mustache.
Yeah.
I think one of my finest questions ever in the history of interviews was when I looked across at Sergei Bobrovsky and I say, "Hey, Bob, Joel Quenneville. What do you think of that mustache?" Just lost it.
Like, what did he say?
Just laughed. It's like, it's his thing. But you can just tell, like, it's like this guy, he doesn't ask about the hockey. What about his mustache? Sorry. It's the first thing you think about when you see him.
That's why he likes interviewing with you.
We like to have fun. We like to have fun. By the way, you know what I just realized the Cats have on their website? You guys should go check this out. They have what's called, when you go there, it's called the 2025 Stanley Cup Tracker. And so if you want like a full recap to follow where it has been, like it'll tell you exactly date by date where everything is at right now. So yesterday, a couple days ago, they have the AJ Greer tour, the parade, and then they have the LaBooBoo's Roberto Luongo Instagram post. So who knows what it'll be next, but the Panthers have an official tracker if you want a full recap of all of that thing. So.
I actually love that.
Yeah. That's the place to be at right now. ESPYs are tonight, 8 o'clock. Panthers
you
are up for
bed.
I feel like, you know what I'll do? This is normally what I do with award shows these days. I catch it all on Twitter. I feel like anything that's really viral, like I can't remember the last time I tuned into an award show, because anything that's viral or of note, it's going to be on social media.
There's two times where I found myself watching award shows. When Kanye went up on stage and when Will Smith slapped, Chris Rock?
Slapped Chris Rock. Yeah, I found out about that on Twitter. I was like, wait, what? I remember I woke up the next day and everybody was talking about the Will Smith. I was like, what happened?
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy. That was one of the, that was one of those where like you had to be watching live and thinking to yourself, that had to be a bit.
No. Didn't look like it.
Dade Stop says, might watch the Shane Gillis monologue. Yeah, I'm sure. That'll be interesting. See how hard he goes at the athletes. I'm always curious about that. Can the athletes take a jokey joke? We'll see.
Yeah, that's all we do all day.
That's what, yeah. Well, I'm asking about.
And let's also keep in mind, here's where you got to be careful in these award shows. When a joke is about you, the camera's going to immediately go to you. You can't be a poor sport about it. Otherwise, everybody's going to see it.
That's right. That's right. So you got to be aware in that situation. But yeah, I'll check that out. JFig, you're providing me this from Cup Tracker.
So I'm looking at that right now, and they gave a description of two Labubus are, and they're popular plush toy monsters from China. Apparently, they are the same thing as Beanie Babies in the 90s. I don't think I ever had a Beanie Babies, by the way.
Beanie Babies didn't have teeth like that.
Mm-hmm. They were creepy.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, I'm happy for Bobby Lou. Like, at least he's having a good time.
At least he looks adorable next to the cup like that.
Yeah,
he's look at that smile.
He's having a great time. So good for him. Good for Roberto. It's not pasta. He's being less
messy
this
year. How do you eat pasta?
I don't know. Didn't Sam Bennett say he wanted to eat Captain Crunch out of it? That's good. So, yeah, cat's back in action. There you go, everybody.
T-Sizzle says Tua gets a lay boo boo when he gets hit.
That's a point.
Wow.
Wow. He's right.
Point for Twitcher.
We'll take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. All right, Leroy, we got to get to our bet of the night, but I want to give you a time to spring it on you. So next segment, I need you to get us some winners for this damn tournament, all right? Like, we got to figure out we got to pick the old 5 for 5 where we bet $5 on 5 guys. What do you want to do?
Yeah, we can do that. Right. We can do that.
Get after this. The Open Championship. Does it start tomorrow? What time does it start?
1:00.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Wow. Am I going to be able to watch that in studio?
I think so.
Oh, good. Need some action. Let's go. Get some live betting on some putts. Get after it, dude. While we get to that, though, Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade was on his podcast from the Y Network. Had some takes on the Heat's recent moves. The Heat legend first was asked about the Khalil Ware situation. And, Coach Spo calling Khalil out. And this is what Wade had to say on the young big man and needing to heed the advice of his head coach.
Playing well and he looked good. And they was like, Spo. So this kid has a special talent. He was like, he does. But he needs discipline. He needs consistency. He needs to be professional. Bro, you don't hear people saying these things. Man. And he could have easily just talked about what he did from a basketball standpoint, but he's saying he could be really special.
Yeah, he can.
If he bought in.
Yeah, he just got to buy in. You got to buy in, bro. And that's hard. It's hard at first. You know what I'm saying? But like, if he just understands that if he buys in, he's going to be great.
Yep. Yeah.
He's going to be great. Just buy into greatness. And greatness is uncomfortable.
Coming from Spo, though. Spo with the leadership.
Spo been around. Greats.
No.
Yeah. Spo got Hall of Famers. He coached Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
Spo's been on the championship. He's been in the foxhole. Yeah. If you want to listen to anybody, you listen to Spo. Them guys. So if young fella want to be great, buy in. Buy into what they selling.
There you go. Dwayne Wade on the Y Network. So first of all, first couple of summer league games have gone well from Kalel after the call out. I don't know if he's going to play in the other remainder of the summer league games because Pella has left. Pella's gone to Sweden. So we'll find out if this is going to be really young summer league team the rest of the way, or if Kalel will continue to be out there. But, because I don't know if everybody's staying out for the whole thing and if they're leaving Vegas, getting the hell out of there. But it certainly was out of character for Spo. It's not typically his deal. So if he did pull the lever on that, I don't know if we got a – maybe we'll get – I would like it if we got to a season, Leroy, where we got shooting from the hip Spo, you know?
Right, right.
Like all of a sudden he's just like, Tyler's a turnstile. Pew! Jaime Jaquez building a brick house. Pew! Instead of like covering everything up. Like what if Spo just got to that age? You know how like Riley told him he's got to go away? He's got to reset. He's he needs to get away. What if Spo just came back and he's like, you know what? Last season I held too much stuff inside. It bought me nothing because I tried to cover up the whole Jimmy thing the entire time, and he burned me. And now he's just shooting from the hip, Spo. He's just letting it fly. You think there's any shot, or this is just a one-off?
I think it's just a one-off, which I personally think. He should have been this hard on him last year when the season was a waste, right? When you realized that this team wasn't going to be, I would have put more pressure on the young guys. I would have put more demands on them. I would have put more expectations on them last year. So this year when they come in, they know what's expected of them, right? I don't want to have these conversations now.
But we don't know.
Been playing for a year.
The one thing I say, though, we don't know that they weren't behind the scenes doing it. Like, I think the thing that makes it different is that it's public. He's not putting that stuff out in the ether. And I think if everything, he was doing it pretty gently, saying, oh, he's like, he could have sent out there and been like, dude rebounds like a gnome. And he could have said that, but he didn't. He's like, oh, he's learning through, you know, he's always political Spo. He's like, he's learning through a fire hose right now. And he's taking it all in. He's doing his best. And he's very young. I don't know. Spo got to Sin City. He's like, nah, bleep that. I'm saying he's got to be more professional. I will say, I bet you those texts between D-Wade and UD about this, because you know UD with that 3-rebound game with the 28 minutes, he was not happy about that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was not. And I think that was especially, I think he did that like after UD was praising him on national TV. Yeah. That's what you do? You give me 3 rebounds in 28 minutes? That's what you did? D-Wade also gave some thoughts on Norman Powell. They got a little bit of a bromance going. And Norman Powell, a lot of admiration for D-Wade. This is what he had to say on the Heat's edition of I Got the Power.
And one thing I remember about, you know, Norman, very early in Toronto, and I know when young guys come in, they have some respect for me. Like, you know, guys show it, or you know already. But what I loved about him when he guarded me, like, you can see the admiration in his eyes, but you can see, like, he wasn't going.
Yeah.
Like, and I love that from a young guy that comes in and knowing, like, God, like, you know how we all are. Like, man, I'm guarding Vince Carter.
Yeah, fanboy.
Yeah, but then at the same time, you like, all right, I got a job to do. And so that's what I recognized right away when he guarded me. And, you know, I remember just early on just having some conversation back and forth on the court, him asking questions, like laughing because I hit him with a move that he saw his whole life. Like, we just – good chemistry, good vibe, but just a great competitor, you know, out there on that floor, man. And that's what Miami loves. Miami loves, you know, competitors. And Norman Powell is that. And so that's another step in the direction that, you know, you want to see Miami turn to get this thing right back on track and not go too far away from it. So that's a good one.
There you go. D-Wade on his Y Network podcast on Norman Powell, which Norman Powell was obviously very fired up about joining the Miami Heat. A lot of respect there, the way that that way Norman Powell plays. Although, you know, much more of a, you know, he can get downhill, But he does have that that three ball ability. We'll be interested to see what the Heat do with that. But it's good to see D-Wade fired up for him, because I feel like he was giving the Heat the business the last time after the whole KD thing. He's like, I didn't like the KD search then. I didn't like it now. I wonder how he feels about the LeBron reunion.
Imagine those texts.
Yeah, those would be some texts.
With UD.
Be like, hey. Well, UD was, he was kind of going on TV, and UD was going,
that's what I'm saying. Imagine wink, those texts.
Wink. I feel like D-Wade would throw cold water on it. Because he may say, bigger picture, let's go get Luka. That's maybe what he's thinking.
Well, I think really realistically.
Doesn't he own part of the Jazz?
Yeah. And when is the last time you've heard him talk about Lauri Markkanen? Never point never, dude. Go ahead, Brittany.
I think realistically, what can we give for a 40-year-old LeBron? Great question.
Because you just got to make the math work. But here's the thing. If he's making a stink, it's two things. One, nobody wants LeBron making a stink. Fair. Right? Let me tell you something about the old. When the old are cranky, nobody wants him around. Secondly, he's got a no-trade clause, so they can't trade him anywhere he doesn't want to go. Right? So if he did want to go to the Miami Heat, your options are going to be limited on what you're getting back. We know that they have, perhaps, they've perused around the Andrew Wiggins aisle. All right? I would say, it's just me, if I was spitballing it, I would throw something together. You're losing the king. Luka's going to be very ball dominant. So you give him some role guys to put around him. I would say we go Bronny for Wiggins, Rozier.
Oh, yeah.
Highsmith, Jaime Jaquez Jr.
I like everything but Highsmith.
Well, I understand, but you got to make the money and you got to make the salary work.
I mean, I understand that. It's hard because at the end of the day, he is aging LeBron, which, like, I know people are going to come at me for that, but he is aging. So it's like, are you going to give up? Like, Jaime Hawkins, I don't care. Terry Rozier, I don't care. Wiggins hurts a little bit. The only thing that helps in that situation is the fact that he does seem to want to not be in Miami. And that the Lakers are high on him. But obviously, I can't expect them to trade LeBron for just, like, you know, straight up Andrew Wiggins.
But here's the thing. You got to have the money to work around a $52 million player.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be very short-term money because they don't want to commit to anybody long-term. And it has to be a place LeBron wants to go. It's not exactly like there's a boatload of teams you could drum up a market for.
No.
So
yeah.
If the whole point is getting him off the Lakers because there's all of a sudden this frostiness that's around there, your options are not fit. Like, even there's a report today that the Dallas Mavericks are not going to be in a spot where they want to give up. They'd have to give up like four of their players to get in just LeBron James because of cap space situations and all that type of stuff. There's just not a ton of places to go for him. So it may just be LeBron has to just kind of eat it.
Yeah,
and go through a season with the Lakers. And that's probably probably what's going to happen.
Because the only way he gets traded for nothing, essentially, is if he makes a stink out of it, which from our experience with LeBron, that does not seem like the case.
Because even if it was LeBron, hey, I want to go back to the Cleveland Cavaliers, which would probably make more sense because they seem more ready to win. The Cleveland Cavaliers are in the second apron. It's like you'd have to shed salary to make a deal. So they're not buying him out, and he's not going to have this place to just go wherever he wants.
I just think it's weird that we're having all these conversations without any words from LeBron.
Because that's how he likes it.
I mean, how do you know he's not thinking, like Brittany said, that, yeah, this is going to be hard to me. I'm just going to take this money, ride this out, and then be a free agent next year.
I don't know how he's thinking that. I literally just said that's most likely how it's going to end up. But if there's real frostiness and the Lakers don't want that, and I'll tell you another thing that is important with it. If Luka doesn't sign his extension this year, which he may not, he may want to see do I trust the Lakers? Maybe I want to do whatever I want, because guess what? I got traded from a team I didn't want to get traded from, and I'm going to take my matters into my own hands.
Andrew. So wouldn't it be kind of shady if he were then go an extension with Dallas?
No.
You can't do that, right?
If he were to then go sign an extension with that, who?
Luka.
So you mean like go back to Dallas?
Yeah.
I mean, I would imagine that Nico Harrison would have to get shot into the sun for that to happen.
Because he doesn't want Luka.
Doesn't want Luka, and you called him fat boy.
Yeah, you just look
stupid. Called him fat boy drunk.
Wow.
Kind of. He kind of said that. Stuff got leaked. So, like, no. I would imagine if you're Luka. So, like, here's the situation. Like, if the Lakers are in this spot, Leroy, we know who their golden boy is now, all right?
Yep.
A slim Slovenian all of a sudden.
Well, and do you blame him? I mean, LeBron has to know the reality of it.
I don't know. You're LeBron.
I don't
like,
think
I can
does.
Get like some people are allowed
you
some
think,
level.
You don't think he understands that they did it for him in Miami?
Well, here's the thing. With LeBron, he basically rebuilt the brand of the Lakers, right? Like the Lakers were sitting here with like a bunch of no names and Swaggy P and D'Angelo Russell, right? And so, like, he brings them back. He goes there. Yeah, did he want to probably make movies and stuff like that? Sure. But you don't think that he looks at it and goes, you guys sold for $10 billion. You didn't even tell me? But you
Why would he need to know?
Because they told Luka.
Oh, okay. Check this out. Shams Bomb. Hmm? BO buyout official.
About time.
Guess what? Still don't want him.
He's signing with the Clippers. I see it on TV.
Okay.
Not a surprise. Hopefully I wonder if he took enough for them to do the stretch, or if he put the screws to him.
No, he put the screws to him.
You have no idea. You can't just say facts. You don't like the you, that you're unaware like, of.
Wait. We just spent a whole hour saying what LeBron's thinking.
Yeah, it's a big story.
Okay, but you don't know. You can't say anything. You don't know the facts.
I'm just saying you don't know that. Like, we could just wait for a second and find out. And you're just like, nah, put the screws
to him.
They
bought him out.
No, I know they bought him out, but did they buy him out? Like, did he give up the $14 million so they could stretch his contract? That's what I want to know.
No.
Take a break. We're going to pick some winners. Leroy will figure out who we're going to bet on the Hi-Shi-Shi Open. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. All right, let's get to our Hard Rock Bet of the Night, which is sponsored by Hard Rock Bet. Hard Rock Bet is legal in Florida, the place to bet on your teams today and every day. Hard Rock Bet has props, parlays, and play-by-play betting, and the no-regret first bet up to $100. If your first bet doesn't win, you get your money back to try again. Hard Rock Bet is offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. You must be 21 and physically present in Florida to play. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. All right, Leroy. Tomorrow is the Open Championship, but it starts in the wee hours of the morning before we're back on. So,
yep.
Who are we going with, dude? Let's get some players to rock with in this thing.
So, Scottie Scheffler is the favorite.
Okay.
Throw him out. Rory played well last week. He's going to be in the mix some way. Xander Schauffele won last year. I'm going to go with him too. He's not He's American as they get.
Yeah, but you say his name. His name sounds like Schauffele.
Okay. Now, I'm a big fan of Bryson and Ludwig, but they haven't been playing well. So we're going to go down a little bit, pick a couple of wild cards. Sepp Straka. Hold on. Guy's been playing pretty good this year. I can't believe that the longest odds on the list that I have is J.J. Spahn. What do we know about J.J. Spahn? Just won the U.S. Open.
Okay, so
and one of the most difficult golf courses in the world.
And what is his? What are his odds?
10,000 to 1
Okay, he's plus 10,000 I like that. All right, we're going Rory. We're going Shoffley.
Yep.
Who is the other guy?
Sepp Straka.
Sepp who?
Sepp Straka.
All right, he's plus 4,000
Oh, he moved. It was plus 5,000 on my list.
No, his current odds right now. Rory is plus 600
Yep.
Shoffley's plus 1750
Yep. Now we have one more. I'm gonna just run through some names. See what you like. Victor Hovland, the guy is great, but he can't win. Tyrrell Hatton, he probably get kicked out of the club for cussing or breaking a club.
Gotta get anger management.
Shane Lowry is an interesting pick because it's his like local club too. So
he knows it because he's in Ireland? Is this where it is?
Yeah, him and Rory. So that's a tough one because he hasn't been playing. He's been playing okay. Matthew Fitzpatrick, he's been playing pretty good. I tell you what. If you want to go with some live guys,
live.
Joaquin Niemann has been playing lights out all year. Here's one. You ready for another long shot? Patrick Reed.
I don't like Patrick Reed, dude. Something about him.
Nobody does.
I don't like his.
But he can golf.
All right, fine. So, just so we're clear, we're going Rory.
Yep.
He's in. We got Xander Schauffele.
Yep.
$5 on him. We got Sepp something or another.
Sepp Straka.
The hell did he go? Sepp Straka. Okay. Bet on him. All right. Bet's in. And I got Rory.
Ugh. Xander. You got Patrick Reed.
Xander Schauffele. Okay. And
I mean,
JJ Spahn.
You want to go JJ Spahn?
I thought you said we're going JJ. I don't have him at plus 10,000 though. I have him at plus 7,500
Well, I'm just my thing is I'm just wondering why is he so down there? I mean, there's some other golfers who've been playing really good. Russell Henley. Been playing really good.
Look, I've picked three. Can you give me my two?
I got
that
four.
We're locking in. No.
I got Rory, Xander, Sepp, and Patrick Reed.
Oh, so we're in on Patrick Reed.
Yeah.
All right. I just want to make sure. I don't
so like... do you want to? I'm just going to give you all the guys that have been playing well. John Rahm has been playing well. Bryson. Joaquin Niemann. He has no majors. Russell Henley, been playing well.
What about our resident Panthers fan, Brooks Koepka?
He's not back.
Not yet. Been having a he's good year.
Back. Yeah.
Minwoo Lee?
Nope. He's a little bit too erratic.
Should we go with Mr. Anger Management himself, Wyndham Clark?
No, plus he's 10, got 000. Zero chance.
Zero chance.
He's been yucking it up.
All right.
And when they ask him after every round about Oakmont, then he might trunk slam again. Chris Goddard, he just won.
He's plus 7,500 He won last week, right?
He won last week.
Mm-hmm. Is he American?
You know what? Who?
He's American, isn't he? He's from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Do we have any?
How about I'll give you two choices.
Is our only shy Rory? Where's Sepp Straka from? I'm kind of liking. Who did you say? Who's Fitzpatrick?
Fitzpatrick and Shane Lowry, all from.
Who do you like better, Lowry or Fitzpatrick? I feel like we should go with a Hi-Shay-Shay.
I think. Wow.
Lowry's 2,500. Fitzpatrick's plus 4,000.
Lowry's been playing really good.
Karen says, I hope you guys don't lose so much that you have to sell your laboo-boos.
I tell you what. Let's go Shane Lowry. All right, but it's tough when you're in your home. You know what? No.
No? No. Okay. All right.
I want Russell Henley.
Russell Henley.
Yep.
Where the hell is he? It's not on my list.
So are we going five a piece or just $5?
I just went five golfers, $5 a piece.
Okay. All right.
Where the hell's Russell Henley? Okay, there he is. Got him. All right. We're locked in. $25 spread out. We got Russell Henley, Patrick Reed, Xander Schauffele, Rory McIlroy, and Sepp Straka.
What are you talking about? Wait, Rory got us our money back from the last major.
Oh, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, we didn't. We didn't bet on him for that one.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't.
We did. I gave you my five winners. I still have them written down. We did.
The last major wasn't even that one.
No, that was U.S. Open. Nobody had J.J. Spahn. I promise you.
Just tired of his ass. Enough of him already. So, all right, there you go. That's our action. We'll follow that golf along tomorrow. That's our Hard Rock Bet of the Night. And then, of course, we got Heat basketball back tomorrow. We'll see who's actually going to be in action for that. ESPYs going on tonight as well. Panthers, got a feeling they're going to screw you. You deserve to be best team. There's no other back-to-back champs. So if I watch that today and you guys don't respect the Cats again, I'm going to be very upset, making a stink tomorrow about it. You could be sure about that. You can be sure about that, dude. So we'll keep the focus on that and see where the Cats are at. And, you know, laboo-boo away, dude. That's.
Jeez.
What does that even mean?
I don't know what that means, but I love the fact that Roberto, if anybody was going to find a way to make it something with the Cats, it was going to be Roberto Luongo, who just looks like he's having the greatest time.
He knows how to trend.
He does know how to trend. That guy knows social media, but you know what the best part about him is? He doesn't even say it's him. Like, we all know it's him, but like it's he doesn't put his name on social media, and we're just like, yep, here he is. Just back up to antics, because that's what Roberto Luongo does. Shenanigans and antics, and he's adorable. And that's why we love him, and that's why he's a Cats legend.
Agreed.
Up in the rafters, now in the cup twice. Going to have Sergei Bobrovsky right next to him in the rafters. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing, ladies and gentlemen. That's our show for today, and we'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.